Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. 86 people killed in rain-induced disasters across the country since Sunday. Cabinet decides to provide free treatment to the injured in the disasters. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba direct concerned authorities to work for rescue, relief and rehabilitation of the victims of rain-induced calamities. Government to resume administering second dose of Verocell anti-COVID-19 vaccine from tomorrow, and bomb attack on a military bus in central Damascus kills 14 people. Now, the news in detail. Rain-induced disasters following the incessant rainfall since Sunday has killed at least 86 people in the country. Nepal police confirmed that additional 26 people have gone missing in the flood and landslides caused by autumn rainfall in the country. As per the police update, 15 injured people have been undergoing treatment at various hospitals. Since Sunday, 1,028 houses have been inundated, 30 houses, 2 huts, 4 villages and 3 government offices have incurred damages in the disasters. The police report mentions that 1,050 families have been displaced in 134 incidents of disasters. In addition to human casualties, 101 cattle were also reported to have been killed in the disasters. The government has decided to provide free treatment of the injured in the disaster caused by incessant rainfall since Sunday. The cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar today decided to provide cost-free treatment to the injured and provide 200,000 rupees to each family of the deceased in the calamity. The cabinet has also decided to provide additional 100,000 rupees to the family if it has lost more than one person. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government would provide fiscal aid to the family for rehabilitation if they lost their houses. The cabinet has also directed the concerned bodies to adopt preventive measures to check possible infections if in the disaster-hit areas and provide budget to the disaster management funds. Likewise, the cabinet decided to furnish report of the damages incurred in agriculture and infrastructures from the respective line ministries. Minister Karki further said, after receiving the report of the damages from the respective ministries, the packages of relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction would be forwarded. 10 tourists, including 2 foreign nationals, have got trapped in the Mera Peak area due to snowfall followed by incessant rains. According to the police, they have been confined since yesterday afternoon as they were on the way back to the base camp of Mera Peak, based in Mahakulung Rural Municipality after the successful ascent. Sholukhumbu District Police Office Chief Kabit Katwal said 4 are reported to have gotten trapped at the Mirala Cave, locating at an altitude of 5,700 meters, 4 at high camp and 2 at base camp at an altitude of 5,300 meters. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba has directed the concerned authorities to work for the rescue, relief and rehabilitation of those displaced by the recent series of landslides, floods and inundation. Addressing the 8th meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deoba directed the Ministry of Finance to ensure budget for disaster management operation. The Ministry of Finance representatives during the meeting assured that there will be no budget crunch for disaster management. Kailari Rural Municipality of Kailali District has set a food bank at the cost of 30 million rupees targeting the flood-hit farmers. Rural Municipality Chair Lazuram Chaudhary said an all-party meeting of the local body decided to set up the food bank, ensuring a fund of 30 million rupees. Today marks the completion of 100 days of the present government led by Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba. The ruling alliance has claimed that despite delay in cabinet expansion, the government has set a foundation for development, peace and good governance within its first 100 days. Within the first 100 days, the incumbent government has exceeded the set target of vaccinating one-third population of target group against COVID-19 by mid-October. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, kesa khabar kaha chhau? Mero sab thik chha yaar, office ma chhau. Ani ghar taiyar bhayo timro?
Ah, ghar ta taiyar bhayo yaar. Aba ghar ma internet, television line, ani telephone number pani linu thiyo. Aba timi nai chhau yaha Nepal ma paine suvidha ko barema jankar bhayeko. Ma ta 15 barsha bhayo yaar desh bata tada bhayeko. Suggest gara na yaar, kun ramro hola?
A, internet, television line ra telephone seva ka lagi ho bhane aakha chimle ra Nepal Telecom ko fiber to the home FTTH seva li hal. Timlai chahiyeko sabai suvidha Nepal Telecom ma pauchhau. Dhukka bhayera lira huncha.
La जब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज CPN UML स्ट्यान्डिङ कमिटी इज कन्भिनिङ टुमोरो Secretary at the party's central office, Sher Bahadur Tamang, said tomorrow's meeting is set to discuss the matters related to recent floods and landslides and the party's upcoming National General Convention. CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has directed the party cadres and leaders to extend hands for the rescue and relief of the disaster-hit people. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Chairman Oli asked the UML cadres and leaders to provide relief to the victims of floods and landslide following incessant rainfall since Sunday. A total of 662 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The ministry has also confirmed that 758 people have recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. As per the health ministry's update, 13 people succumbed to coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours, pushing the total death toll due to coronavirus in Nepal to 11,318. Meanwhile, the government is set to administer the second dose of Verocell anti-COVID-19 vaccine from tomorrow. The ministry has said the inoculation campaign that were stalled for Dasai will resume from tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. A bomb attack on a military bus in central Damascus has killed 14 people. Sana News Agency reported that two explosive devices attached to the vehicle blew up as it passed under a bridge during the morning rush hour. Although Syria has been embroiled in civil war for a decade, such attacks in capital are increasingly rare. At least 46 people have died in flash floods triggered by heavy rains in northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. Images and videos from the state show flooded roads, submerged homes and fallen bridges. Experts say the Uttarakhand, a popular tourist spot, is seeing the effects of both climate change and rampant construction. Floods have also ravaged the southern state of Kerala in India, where at least 26 people have died in recent days. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, with chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. People killed in the rain-induced disasters across the country since Sunday. Cabinet decides to provide free treatment to the injured in the disasters. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba directs concerned authorities to work for rescue, relief and rehabilitation of the victims of rain-induced calamities. Government to resume administering second dose of Varicel anti-COVID-19 vaccine from tomorrow, and bomb attack on a military bus in central Damascus kills 14 people. That's the end of news from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadinnepal.gov.np for more news in online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.